On Friday, I went to the Pius football game and ran into a friend who delivered some nice news. She said that Les Miserables was coming to Lincoln. It's one of my favorite books, movies, and musicals all in one. That's the one where they always sing, if you know about it. And she was talking about, you know, who she wants to invite to go with her to see the musical. And trying to be smart, I said, well, haven't you read the Sunday Gospel yet? Don't invite your friends or your brothers or relatives or rich neighbors. Go and invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. To which she said to me, well, that's a great idea. Do you want to come? And she got me. So the exalted was humbled that day. But it did get me thinking, both about Les Mis and about this gospel. If you don't know, Les Mis is really a treasure of our civilization in the way that it shows the miserables, those who are wretched, those who carry misery all the day long, and then also the misericordia, that's the Latin word for mercy. One who has a heart that goes out to misery, the heart that can take that mercy in, the heart that makes a home for the poor. The heart of God is behind everything that happens in that work, and his providence is shown. And for us, we bring our own misery to see that, and in a way we get to see how God has a plan in everything, that God's heart goes out to our misery as well, and that he wants to share it. He has that desire. He has that heart for mercy. And so taking that then and turning to this parable we hear Jesus tell at this dinner banquet, it kind of transforms our experience of it, I think. And sometimes in the gospel, they just give the bare bones of the story. We often have to use our imagination to put ourselves into the scene. So when I imagine this scene, you know, I imagine Jesus showing up to this Lord's Day dinner party. And what seat does he take? Well, I think he takes the lowest seat. It's not so much for him who has already God and made himself man. That's already a pretty low step. So might as well go all the way down. He takes the lowest spot. But the leading Pharisee who invited him, he sees him. And of course, all the Pharisees want to see this Jesus, want to know what he's about. So he invites him up to a higher place. So I imagine when Jesus tells the parable, it's almost as a joke, actually, to everyone else who had to kind of bump down the line to let in him to the highest place. He's like, aha, look at me now. I've been exalted. And there's some chuckles there at the dinner party. But then he ends on a more serious note, right? He takes something from the Old Testament about how the humble will be the ones who are exalted, and the exalted will be humbled. So everyone sort of quiets down and goes back to their meal. And it's only later that when it says, then he turned to the host. And I imagine that's more of a private conversation. Jesus, who is sitting right there next to him. And something had struck that host, because in his heart, he is full of misery as well. It says he is a leading Pharisee. It says he has all of his friends with him at this dinner party to observe Jesus carefully. I think he realizes something. We see this in Jesus's words. When you hold a lunch or a dinner, don't invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, or your wealthy neighbors. I think there's more to that than just Jesus saying, we can't ever have our friends over for dinner. I think it's more like, don't invite your friends. And the Pharisee thinks, yeah, I think you're right. These aren't really my friends. You know, they're not here because they love me. They're here for another reason. They're my brother Pharisees. Yeah, but they're not even here just because they're my brother Pharisees. Well, they're my relatives. They're my fellow Israelites. No, they're not even here for that. They're here because they are my wealthy neighbors. And all of us are involved in this game, right? There's two kinds of friendship, really, in this world. Friendship of justice and friendship of mercy. These are friendships of justice, where each and every one of them are trying to do something so they can get paid back, so they can move up that social ladder. We all know sometimes what that feels like, trying to get ahead, but always in the end being judged and judging others, comparing ourselves. That's no kind of friendship to build your life upon. And so Jesus shows him a better way when he reveals to him, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, not just because, you know, that's the good thing to do, but actually because that's the only thing to do. That's the only way to make friends of mercy, friends who care about you not because of just what you can do for them, but because of who you are. Friends that God has made. Those are the kinds of friends God makes. With those, yes, who have no way of repaying him back for what he has done, but because of that can just love him for who he is, and he can love them for who we are. And so, friends, to be like God, who makes a home for the poor, who is merciful, whose heart goes out to the misery in others, that is the only way of friendship in our world. That is what Jesus wishes to speak to all of our hearts today, to identify our own misery, yes, to see the misery of others, and to accept, yes, we are all friends on this journey into that final feast when we get to celebrate this all with the Lord. And so I am happy because this parish is basically meant to do that. The church is meant to do just that. And the church was one of the original places where the rich and the poor came together and called each other brothers. And it still is that. We have all kinds here in our church community. It's really meant to be a place where those friendships of mercy can form. Whether it's, you know, in the PCCW, helping with those who are going through that misery of funerals, providing a place for them to mourn. Whether it's St. Vincent de Paul helping the poor, you know, pay their rent, pay their bills, find a place, have a home. Whether it's any of the various places in our parish or ministries, you know, the Family Faith Night that will be starting Wednesdays this September, places where we get to share that misery with others, where our hearts get to go out to one another and share that grace of God's mercy with us. And so at this table, let us admit, yes, our misery that we do at the beginning of Mass, we receive from the host, receive that gift of God's mercy. And then in the end, when he says, go in peace, we go out, our hearts go out to all the poor. We go out to them and make those friendships of mercy that will last, friendships that will last forever.